What's up, guys? You're listening to the most captivating podcast in iTunes. That's right, the Elite Man Podcast, where we turn average men into elite men every day. We record episodes and interview the very best experts from around the world and cover topics relating to health, success, mindset, business, and even social issues. And each week, we give you some of the best advice and information on the planet. Subscribe now if you haven't already and enjoy the show. And oh yeah, if you really enjoy it, leave us a review. Your elite life begins now. What's up, guys? It's Justin from Elite Man Magazine, and this is episode 307. And today's date, as of the recording of this episode, is 12/21/2020. Now, that date might not be remarkable for many people out there, but for me, it's pretty remarkable in the sense that it's actually my birthday, and it's the day I turn 30 years old. So I wanted to do something a little bit different because 30 is a big landmark for a lot of people. And of course, for me as well, turning that age, it makes me reflect on a lot of things and reflect on life and reflect on the 30 years of life that I had thus far. And I think there's a lot of good lessons to be learned from today's episode. And I want to share with you everything I think is relevant and also important to take away with the changing of our lives and the changing of our age as we get older and as we progress into the life we have as we get older, as we do different things, as we learn different experiences in life. I think it's important to stop and reflect along the way on what we've learned and what we've overcome and how we've gotten to the point and place that we are today. So with that said, I got a few key lessons that I want to share with you today and what I've learned in my 30 years of life on this planet. And hopefully there's a lot of good nuggets in this episode, but I want to make sure that I get out a few very big points. And the first point I want to make, just diving right into it, is that time flies. And it's funny, when you're younger, you don't actually realize how fast your life really goes by, how fast things really fly by. When you're younger and you're playing on the swing set, when you're playing tag with your friends, when you're playing manhunt at recess or football in the backyard, you don't seem to actually appreciate the little things about life. You don't seem to really, and you have a great time. Like, everything is just, you know, great when you're younger, but you don't really stop and smell the roses, as they say. You don't appreciate the finer things in life at that age, just because everything is awesome and there's no real reflection of the past because there hasn't really been much past, and there's no really projection into the future at that point because you don't really have that many responsibilities. You don't have any need to project into the future because everything in that moment is just gravy. Everything's great. But as you start to get older and you start to get more responsibilities and things start to come your way, and you know, you get a job, you go through school and the grades actually matter and your parents become stricter, you need to save up to buy a car, you need to get good grades to go to college or to get that vocation as soon as you graduate college, you know, you start to do these like little things and more responsibilities come your way. And as you get older, you realize that there's bills to pay as well, that you have to pay that car bill, you have to pay the rent every month, you have to pay groceries every week. All these things start to add up. And of course, those relationships that you have with the girlfriends become more serious over time. And then, you know, a little more time passes and you start to think about marriage, you start to think about having your own children, start to think about buying a house, you start to think about these types of things, and life becomes more complicated and it becomes harder and there becomes a lot more stress into your life. And the responsibilities, of course, by this point are tremendous and as high as probably they'll ever be. But at this point, it seems to be the time when time actually itself, or the awareness of time, because time isn't even really a thing, it's just a concept, a fabrication of the human mind. In my belief at this point, I don't think it's real. I do think it is more of just a belief in what we experience and what's going on. Like, yes, does a clock tick every 60 times when it rotates around for 1 minute? Yes, that's really going on, and those things are happening. But our understanding of time, I believe, is a concept and how we look at it. And just that, like I said, the awareness of when you're a child to when you grow up, that whole thing is completely different. Like, it seems like we've lived for a million years between the age of, say, 0 and age 9. It seems like that was a million years of living when it was really just 9 years. Where if I take the past 9 years, or just say 10 years, so 0 to 10, it seems like that was a million years. Whereas if I take the past 10 years from, say, 20 to 30, that seems like it was only a year or two. I swear, it seems like a year and a half, 2 years ago, I was going to the bar for the first time. And I actually had a fake ID back then. So I was going to the bar at age 20. But it seemed like that was just, you know, 12, 18 months ago, where I was sneaking into the bar with my friends and grabbing some beers for the first time and, you know, talking to a bunch of girls and doing karaoke for the first time and all that. That seemed like it was so recent ago. Like it was just, you know, almost a few weeks ago in some ways. But the reality is that was the same amount of time that it was from 0 to 10, when I was 7, 8 years old playing with friends in the backyard. That just seemed like it went on and on and on. There was so much time and there were so many memories attached to that. But my point is it all comes down to the awareness of it. The awareness of time itself is really what causes time to exist. And with that in mind, it's crazier because we can at this point, once you're aware of it, once you have all these responsibilities, once you have these bills and you have these marriages and the homes to pay for, and you have this serious business or job or whatever vocation that you do, all these things, once you acquire them as you get older, you can't then unacquire them. You can't then unlearn how time works. You can't be unaware of time, and it won't just disappear. It's almost like once it's out of the bag, it's out of the bag for good. And that's not necessarily a bad thing either, but it is a true thing. Once that awareness of time exists, and once you've gone through different phases where these responsibilities become tangible and real, and they're in your face all the time, every single day, and almost every minute of every day, then that time is there forever. And it's at that point, and it's actually continuing, but you know, you hit a certain point, that time actually speeds up, or at least the awareness of time, the ability of us to conceive or perceive time speeds up. And so that's why I say time flies. It really does fly as you get older, because you have less and less of it, and you have more and more responsibilities, and your awareness of it is, of course, heightened. And that's the point. As you get older and your time slips away in that hourglass, the grains of sand, you know, start to go away in your hourglass of life, that awareness is heightened because you know you only have so many grains of sand left. And you don't want to waste those grains. We're all dying. All of our grains are dying away, and we only have a limited supply of them. And that's the truth. And it's not really a sad truth. It's not a depressing truth. It's not a truth of, you know, one of hopelessness, or one that should scare you. But it is a truth. It's one, actually, in fact, that should motivate you. It should inspire you. The fact that you're dying, that I'm dying, should inspire you every single day. It should motivate you to want to make changes in your life, to do great things, to experience the world at its greatest, at its fullest, to live life to the absolute fullest. That should inspire the hell out of you. The fact that if you're 30 years old, if you're 40 years old, if you're 50, if you're 60 years old, 70, you only have a certain amount of time left. You are further along in your journey than everyone else's, or than I am. If you're 70 years old and I'm 30, you're much further down the line than I am. You're much closer to death than I am. I'm not saying that to sound crude or, again, to scare you. I'm saying that to motivate you, to inspire you. Even if you're 20 years old, I'm saying this now. Anyone who's younger than me, I'm saying this now, looking back. They always said, and I heard this too, and I knew this too. I knew this for years. I actually knew this for years. But even if you're 20 years old, these words should inspire you. These words should motivate you to live life to the fullest. You only have a certain amount of time. And even someone who's 70 or 80 or 90 years old, and I'm 30 years old, guess what? I'm going to be 90 just like them in no time. I'm 30 today. Tomorrow I'll be 40. The day after that, I'll be 50. Next week, I'm going to be 90. That's how quick it's going to be. That's how fucking quick life is. It flashes before your very eyes. It is gone before you know it. It's true. And I'm saying this now at 30 years old because I am aware of this fact, and because I don't let any single moment pass me by. sure, there's times where I will mess around and maybe I'll sit on the couch for a couple of minutes and, you know, maybe I'll goof off and I won't be as productive as I should be. There's definitely times where that happens. But it's not like I spend hours doing that shit. It's not like I spend a whole day, God forbid, doing that shit. It's not like I waste time like so many people unfortunately do, especially right now when it's so easy and convenient to waste time with this whole shutdown thing. It's so easy to pop Netflix on and binge watch some random ass show for, you know, 10, 14 hours straight, whatever the hell long it is, for, you know, 2-3 weeks at a time, to just, you know, do things like that that take away your time, that do nothing for you. Of course you want to have, you want to enjoy things. If you really enjoy something, you got to also set aside some time to enjoy some of the things that you like. I'm not talking about always working here. That's the last thing I'm saying. But I am saying, don't waste your time. Don't flip by and, you know, just click and channel surf and mindlessly watch TV because, you know, you got nothing else going on in your life. That's wasting time. Don't just randomly do stupid things in your life and go out of your way to do things that don't actually fulfill you or don't push the needle forward or don't actually add to your life, add value to your life. Never waste time. Always be productive. Whether that's personal growth, working on yourself, like listening to this podcast and the different topics we talk about in the podcast, and then implementing those types of things, those suggestions and advice that we offer on the show into your very life. Personal growth is amazing. You can spend your time doing incredible things, learning new things, trying new things, perfecting your skill sets in different things. Personal growth is amazing. Or spend your time on business. Entrepreneurship, of course. You know me, I love entrepreneurship, online business, online marketing. So many online ventures right now, for sure, are the way to go. Or if you just have a business at home or brick and mortar business or something else, your own work, your own vocation, your own craft, whatever the hell that it is, your business is incredible to spend time on because if it fulfills you, then you should be spending your time doing that. Or of course you have your relationships with family, with friends, with your girlfriends or your wives. Spend time with the people you love. Spend time with the people that are close to you. Enjoy your time with them. And yes, it's so important to spend time with your family and friends. It really is. Do you need other people to be happy in life? No. You don't. You can be happy by yourself. You can be happy in a prison cell by yourself in solitary confinement. You can also be happy if you're a 90-year-old, 95-year-old widow or widower, and you just simply don't have family or friends that are left around and you're the last of the Mohegans and, you know, you're by yourself. You can still be happy. You can still find joy in life. But life is so much better when you have others to spend it with, to experience it with. It's so much more enjoyable. The ride is so much better. You don't need to, but you definitely should spend as much time as you can with family and friends. Instead of just binge watching something on Netflix, spend an hour or two watching something funny with a good friend or a family member or someone you love, your kids, your whatever, wives. The moments in life, like I said, are so precious and they go so fast. There's people on their deathbed, business guys, like Steve Jobs, for instance, was one of the guys who at his deathbed when he had, I believe he had heart disease or cancer. But on his deathbed, he was in his late 50s, maybe early 60s. He was worth $10 billion at the time of his death, and he wasn't a happy man. And he wasn't happy because he didn't have a good relationship with his children because he spent too much time on his business. Yes, he loved his business and that fulfilled him for sure, but he didn't have the balance. He didn't have the balance of the three things I just mentioned, of the personal growth, the personal happiness, the business stuff, which is your oftentimes your purpose. If you love your business, if you're passionate about your business or your entrepreneurial venture, and of course the relationship side. So he may have had the first two things down. He might have been personal growth and self-help oriented. He might have been good in that. I don't really know, but he might have been. The business thing, of course, he had down 100%, but he was lacking in the relationships, in particular the relationship with his daughter. And so he was an unhappy man, an unfulfilled man at the time of his death. A guy who's worth $10 billion, spent all his time basically reinventing modern technology, revolutionizing modern technology, and changing the game in so many different areas with the iPhone and, you know, the computers and everything else. But he was unfulfilled. And that's a really big takeaway. So many guys are unfulfilled at the time of their death, especially some of the later guys, you know, the guys who lived to be 80, 90, on their deathbeds, oftentimes with their biggest regret is not spending enough time with their family and friends or their children in particular. They weren't really there for them. They didn't take them to the ball game. They didn't take them to play catch. They didn't watch, you know, the goofy shows and on TV with them. They didn't, you know, go hiking or go hunting or go swimming or go to the beach or, you know, play tennis or volley. Like, they missed all of these things, these precious moments and these memories and experiences that that you never forget. They didn't have those to forget because they never experienced them. Or maybe they did once, but they didn't have enough of them to really make an impact and to really remember them. And that's really one of the biggest takeaways too, is having, setting aside that time for your family and friends and your loved ones, especially if you have kids. You got to really be there for them. You got to be there for them because at the end of the day, you're not just impacting their lives, which is all obviously incredibly important, but you're really impacting your own life. At the end of the day, that's the things, those are the things that really fulfill you. The net worth, the money in your bank account, it really doesn't mean shit at the end of the day. When you're on your deathbed, everybody always reverts back to family, friends, and the people that are close to them that they loved. And if you're missing that, you're really missing a big piece of the puzzle. But you want to make sure you're living your life to the absolute fullest, because again, before you know it, you're going to be 92. You're going to be 80. You're going to be on your deathbed. It's going to be over. I'm 30 years old right now, and I'm promising myself, because I say this almost on the daily. I sort of reflect on that. I don't say this aloud, but I say this to myself. And not even aloud in my head, so to speak, but it's almost like a knowing, a inner, it's not a mantra because I don't actually say it, but it's like an inner sort of way of motivating myself. It's to reflect on the fact that I'm just grateful for where I'm at, especially with all the stuff I've gone through the past few years. I'm just, every morning I get up, I'm very grateful for what I have, even if it's going to be a tough day, or I know it's going to be a lot of work or some things I don't want to actually do or don't look forward to doing. I reflect on the fact that I'm healthy and happy and appreciating every single day, and knowing that I'm not going to have these days forever. They're going to be gone soon enough. I'm getting older. Everyone's getting older. We're all dying, and we got to make an impact while we can. And that's really what drives me. That's what pushes me to do everything I'm doing, to do this podcast in particular, to do the book that I wrote, Elite Mind, to do the company, Elite Life Nutrition, with the vitamins and the herbs, and to do all the other things I'm doing, to do the interviews and all the other stuff. Like, I truly enjoy that stuff, but there's a lot of times where it's like, you know, it'd be so much easier to just vacation and take a year off or take a month off or, you know, just go to some beach and some coastal island somewhere and just chill for forever. But quite honestly, I couldn't do that because I'd be reclining on the beach somewhere. And after about, you know, 2 days, I could probably do it for 2 days. After about 2 days, I'd be losing my mind because I would just be so bored. I'd be so motivated to do something, and I would want to be getting something done. I'd literally feel like I was getting like shot or stabbed, because I would feel like I was dying on that beach because I wasn't being productive and I wasn't doing something to push myself and my life forward. And it might sound a little crazy, might sound even a bit nutty, but it's really true. I use the inner motivation of knowing the fact that time is so precious and it does fly to motivate everything that I do in life and to be as inspired as I am to get things done. And for you, that's going to be completely different. Like, everyone has their own goals and they have their own aspirations and they have their own things that they want to get done. And I have certainly my own unique set of those, and you're going to have your own different things. And it might not even apply to anything. Of course, most of the time, it's not going to apply to what I'm talking about with, you know, the podcast and stuff, but it certainly can apply when it comes to your family, when it comes to your relationships, when it comes to your own personal growth goals, all of those things and more. You need to consider the fact that your hourglass is running up And it's going to be over a lot sooner than you think. And that's really the biggest takeaway for the episode today, or at least one of the biggest takeaways. And one of the things I've learned over the past few years, like I said, I've known this for years, but it's really come full circle, especially, of course, leading up to this 30th birthday, which is today, and, you know, which I haven't honestly been really looking forward to. But it's not like, you know, some people are like, oh, I can't, you know, when I turn 30, it's all downhill and, you know, it's everything just breaks down after that. I'm going to feel like shit and I don't want to be 30. Like, I don't even care. It's literally, it means nothing to me as far as, you know, the number goes, as far as like 30. Okay, now it's 30 and my life's going to change. It's kind of the same thing as the people who they'll plan out. And Gretchen Rubin talked about this in a podcast of the four types of, I think it's called the four tendencies, the different four types of personalities that people have. But one of them is the type of person who will in, say, September or October, they'll have a goal in mind, but they won't start it until New Year's Day. Like, they'll wait, they'll have the New Year's resolution, and they won't start that new goal if it's, you know, a few months out or even a few weeks out from the new year, because they want to have that New Year's resolution. So they'll do whatever else they were doing and keep messing up. But because there's a certain date attached to that, they're the type of person who will, you know, hold off on doing that goal because of the New Year's resolution, if that makes sense. So basically, it's like you have to, there's different personalities, but I'm not the type of personality, needless to say, who will wait off for a certain amount of time because that means nothing to me. It's just another day in the calendar. It's actually, you know, it's meaningless. To me, it doesn't make any sense to hold off on something when you want to do it right now. If you have the opportunity, especially if it's something that's really driving you, a goal, a weight loss goal, for instance, or a diet or something like that, people will actually wait a certain amount of time because of this New Year's resolution. It's not really the resolution or the New Year's day per se. It's the sort of stigma or belief system that's attached to that. So they want to kind of fall in line with what that is, and that's the type of person or personality that they have. And for me, that never made any sense. It's like, if I want to get something done, I want to do it right now. And I'm going to do it right now. I'm not going to hold off on this arbitrary date to get it done. And so that's kind of the same thing with the age of 30. Turning 30 means absolutely nothing to me, really. It's just another day in the calendar. But what I want to talk about today, what I want to highlight, is the fact that I have crossed a certain landmark in my life. And I think it's important to then, once you're at a certain point, reflect on where you've come and the things that you've learned. And so with that in mind, that's the reason why I'm doing this episode. And that's the reason why I do think it is important to keep track of these types of things, not to be overtaken by these types of things or let these types of things dictate your lives or the actions that you take in your lives, but to be aware of them so that you can kind of see as a benchmark of where you're at or where you're going or how far you've come. That's, I think that makes more sense in how I explained it when, you know, looking back on why this episode makes sense and why also holding off on things or being held down by certain dates or certain things doesn't really make sense. I hope this explanation makes sense. I think it does overall. But I do want to also talk about some of the other things that I did learn in the past few years in particular, and also at this age of 30 that I've just acquired, and what I'm going to be doing, I guess, in the next few years with this knowledge that I have. Take a quick water break. And also, while I'm doing this, take a quick pause to also mention the fact that we are up on YouTube and doing a ton of videos. So make sure you check us out, elitemanmagazine.com/YouTube. I mentioned this past couple episodes, but we have been pumping out videos left and right on YouTube, really pushing all kinds of videos and just covering a ton of stuff. So we do the podcast once a week, of course, as you know, but we also are doing the YouTube videos sometimes 2-3 times a week. So you want to get your video fix in, you want to get more Elite Man content, you definitely want to check out the videos, subscribe to the YouTube channel, elitemanmagazine.com/YouTube, get you all the YouTube's videos, and we'll see how that goes, because I'm pumping out videos right now and I'm getting as much content out there, but they may shut us down. They might censor our channel. There's been a couple of videos already that got flagged on YouTube, and as well as some other platforms. But right now, as it stands, YouTube is the place to go for videos and all the video content. And also, I'm on Parler at Justin Stenstrom. Been pretty active on Parler. I love Parler. It's the only social media platform that doesn't censor you, which is always a great thing. Got Facebook banned before, got Instagram banned before, got, like I mentioned, censored on YouTube. And so Parler is the only place that isn't banning people like that because they don't agree or they don't disagree with your message. So I love them for that. And so follow me on Parler as well for all kinds of stuff and more of the political stuff too. I post more of the political stuff on Parler and some of the social issues, more of that stuff on there. But also follow me on Elite Man Mag on Facebook. So I still do post a ton on Facebook, and I'm actually still posting a ton on Facebook, Elite Man Mag for the Facebook stuff. And then of course, Instagram, which is the number one place I'm active throughout the week, just because it's easiest for me. Honestly, it's just because it's the convenience factor for me. It's so easy to post on Instagram. It takes me 2 seconds to do it. So I'm posting multiple times a day, every single day on Instagram at Justin Stenstrom. Make sure you follow me on there. And lastly, before we dive back into the podcast, I want to mention the Elite Man newsletter, which is the unrestricted, uncensored newsletter. It has all of our content. If we ever get pulled down, censored from any of these platforms anywhere, you can always find the information coming directly to your email at elitemanmagazine.com/newsletter. Sign up for the newsletter now, join it, get all of our exclusive content, and never miss a single thing. Even if we get pulled from every social media out there, they can't touch the newsletter, so we will always deliver the content to you, elitemanmagazine.com/newsletter. So with that said, about time flies, I hope you really get that message across because it is so important and it really is a big and profound message. It really is. It's one of the things that you should keep in mind every single day you wake up. Maybe you don't have a mantra that you have to say aloud. Maybe you don't have to actually verbalize these types of things, but keeping that in mind, having that awareness that your life really is, it's ending. It's you're dying. It's that simple. You are dying. Your life is ending. The grains of sand in that hourglass are going away faster than you think. And just like in an hourglass, once you start to lose some of those main grains, you can see all the rest of the grains almost like flooding down. Like it's like someone opened the floodgates and they're just pouring down from that hourglass faster and faster and faster. And that's what's happening. Or that's at least the awareness of what's happening once you start to get a little older. And so don't take any moment for granted. Don't live your life for granted, and don't just let things pass by. Don't let you pass by. Live life to your absolute fullest. Do the things that you wanted to do. Try those new things. Challenge yourself. Push yourself out of your comfort zone. Test yourself. Do some things that you were scared to do before. I still do this every single day. There's been so many examples of this, and I'm not going to get into personal things right now, but there's been many things over the past few months that I've done where I was actually scared to do them. I didn't really want to do them. I was nervous about doing them, but I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to do this. I'm going to try this thing. I'm going to do this one thing. I'm going to do this other thing. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. You know, what the hell do I have to lose? This is what I've been saying the last like few months. And I'll be quite honest. Not everything has worked out like that I've tried. But I have never been happier because I've taken those steps and tried some things that I was scared to try before, that I didn't want to do. I reached out to some people that, you know, I've been holding back on reaching out to. And a lot of these things have worked out well. Not every one of them has worked out well, but a lot of these things that have worked out well. And again, I don't want to get into too many specifics and go off track here, but I do want to mention that I myself have been challenging myself even more. And I've already been challenging myself. I've already been, you know, living this elite life for a long time. But even the past few months, I've been kind of stepping it up a little bit more because, you know, I don't know why exactly I've done that, but maybe it has to do with, you know, all the chaos going on in the world and all the crazy shit happening. But maybe it has actually, probably does have something to do with that. But I have been challenging myself, pushing myself even a little bit more than I normally would. And it's not always going to go your way. But a lot of the things that you were doubting before, you were scared to do, a lot of those things will go your way. And overall, the fact that you're pushing yourself really is the biggest takeaway because you're putting it all out there. You're leaving it out all, putting it all on the line, leaving it all out there. And at the end of the day, when you're on your deathbed, when I'm on my deathbed, we're going to know we did everything we could possible to live our elite life. And we didn't let life pass us by. We knew time was flying and we stepped up to the plate and took our swings. We didn't just sit there and let the balls, you know, go right by us for strikes and then strike out. And we didn't have a chance in hell because we never took a swing. We took our swings. We took our cracks. And that's really what it's all about. Caldera Lab has high-performance men's skincare, and it combines pharmaceutical-grade science, nature's purest and most potent ingredients, and sustainable business practices. They have a product called The Good, which is a clinically proven, multifunctional, non-toxic formula of 27 active botanicals meticulously infused over 4 weeks in an EcoCert Cosmos-certified facility. It's formulated with wild-harvested, non-GMO, and organic ingredients, and is a lightweight, all-in-one treatment designed to restore, nourish, and protect a man's skin. Caldera Lab is the first men's skincare in the USA to be certified by both EcoCert and Made Safe. I've tried The Good now for a number of weeks and I absolutely love it. I gotta be honest, I wasn't quite sure if I'd love it because I'm not a huge skincare guy and I haven't taken a ton of different skincare products in the past. Although I've taken a few, I didn't really love the results I got with them. But after taking The Good for just a couple of days, I noticed almost right away how more refreshed and nourished and just overall better looking my skin felt and looked. The Good really is that good, and that's why I'm recommending it for you guys to take as well. It really is, in my personal opinion, the very best skincare product for men on the market. And by the way, GQ agrees with me as well. They call it the best natural face serum for men. So whether you're tackling dry skin, acne scars, wrinkles, or just want to do you and invest in healthier skin, kind of like me, this is the one product I recommend using. So try it right now. I'm telling you, you're going to absolutely love this serum. It is incredible. But for whatever reason, if you don't love it, there is a 100% risk-free guarantee. So if you don't love it, you can send it back and get a full refund. Right now, Caldera has a special offer for our audience. Receive 20% off your first Caldera Lab purchase of The Good. Go to calderalab.com and use discount code ELITEMAN, one word, all caps, at checkout. That's CalderaLab.com and use the code ELITEMAN for 20% off your first order. So what else I've learned the past few years, there is a God. That's kind of a, I didn't think you probably didn't see that one coming, but there is certainly a God. There's something out there. Now, I'm not saying, I'm not getting religious. I'm not diving into any religious things here. I'm not talking about Christians or Muslims or Jews or Scientologists or any of that stuff. I'm not talking about anything in particular, but I am saying that there is something. There is some type of power. There is some type of universal power. Whether that is a God who, you know, himself is the guy, the white guy with the beard, with the giant white beard, and you know he's got like that Zeus look with the what do you call it, trident, and actually that might be Poseidon, but you get the image I'm talking about of a God that we've been depicted or led to believe in movies and books in the past. There, I'm not necessarily saying yes or no to that. That could very well be true. I grew up as a Christian myself personally, and so that is kind of what I tend to believe in as well. That's sort of the visual that I get as well when I think of God, but I don't know exactly what it is or what God is or who he or she is, but I do believe and have this sort of knowing that there is some type of God, there's some type of force, there's some type of universal force, power, superpower, whatever you want to call it, that is present, that created everything that we see. No one knows really how, but this is what I believe. I believe that there is some type of God. I believe that there is some type of universal unifying power that created all of us in some capacity, and that gives us life, that gives us power, that gives us energy, that gives us what we believe and what we can see and what we can perceive, and gives us all these magical moments. And I don't want to get too specific and dive into these different things of like I mentioned with the actual religions and what they all believe, but I do believe that there's something that all the religions have that unifies them to a certain degree, and I believe it's that they have this sort of faith that there is a God, and again, that God in their eyes may be different than somebody else's eyes, but I think that there is something unifying about having these different religions. And I think that the unifying factor is that there is something, a superpower out there, a significant universal power that is behind everything that we see and everything that we do, everything that we experience. There's something out there greater. And it's just through these 30 years that I've come to be aware of this. I don't know how to really explain it better than that, or and how to prove it. I don't think anyone can prove that. But I do believe that there's something, just because of all the experiences and all the things I've learned and all the coincidences along the way and all the crazy shit that I've witnessed and seen and felt. And yeah, it's too miraculous. Life is too miraculous not to think that there's something greater out there behind it all, just as a driving sort of force. And again, it could just be light. It could be energy. It could be a giant alien with, you know, it could be a conehead, like in the Conehead movies. It just, you know, a giant god who looks like a conehead from that movie, The Coneheads, for all I know. It could be, who the hell knows? It could be anything. It could be a little rabbit, for all we know, with little bunny ears, and that's the god of the universe, and he created everything. Like, nobody knows what the hell it is. I don't know what it is, but I have my beliefs, and I have my feelings about that there is something, and I truly believe that there is something, and that's really where faith comes from, in my view. It's that factor that this isn't just... it's not just like coincidences. Like I said, coincidences, because there's so many coincidences that it's almost like ridiculous of how many things I've experienced. But there's not just like random coincidences. They're not just random going ons of life and different factors. I think there's all meaning to our lives. I think that there is something there, and there's a reason why that things happen in your life. There's a reason why we have these experiences. There's a reason why we even think and feel and have the thoughts of that there's something out there greater. It's that sort of mystery about life itself that really makes you believe that there's a reason why you even think in that sort of way. Like, why do we even have those beliefs that there's something more? It's quite a interesting topic, a fascinating topic, but it's one I also I don't really cover actually much on the show, but I do want to mention that I do believe that there's something. And again, I respect all religions. I do respect all religions and all beliefs, because who knows who's really right? I don't think anyone knows for sure who's really right. I don't think anyone can prove that. But I do think that that believing in something is probably a good idea. And it's probably also, in my view, true. I do believe that there is something, and I do believe that that's true. So having that faith and having that sort of belief that your life is going to work out, or in your hardest, darkest, deepest moments of life, that you're still going to pull out of it and pull through, because there is something guiding you. There's something there almost protecting you along the way. That's a powerful thing. It's really the genesis of hope in a lot of ways. It's that. And I prayed too many, many, many times in my life for many, many different types of things. And it was that praying, and it was that belief, and that was that faith that really was kept me and allowed me to survive different types of things and different really dark spots in my life. It was that faith that there was some God that was helping me, and that's why I believe in God. That's really the biggest reason why I believe in God of some sort, because when it was in those times of prayer that I did find faith, and I did find strength to continue to go forward and to continue to push forward and have this belief in myself as well, that it was going to be okay and it was going to happen, and it worked out. And I just want to share that with you, but without getting into too specifics, you know, too many specifics, but I do think that is a great, great thing to believe in for sure. But another thing I learned too is that you can heal, overcome anything. Absolutely anything, whether that be anxiety, depression, panic attacks, suicidal depression, of course, whether that be a chronic disease, fibromyalgia, heart disease, cancer, diabetes, type 1, type 2, lupus, chronic Lyme disease, Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's disease, dementia, rheumatoid arthritis, chronic eczema, psoriasis, so many others. I can't think of all, but those are a good amount. MS, multiple sclerosis, ALS, Emil, I forget the name of ALS, but it's the Lou Gehrig's disease. Amiolateral trophic something. Shit, I forget it, but ALS is a big one. So many of them. Traumatic brain injuries, of course. Migraines, headaches, chronic migraines, headaches, severe migraines or headaches. All of these things can be overcome. Cancer, I don't know if I mentioned cancer already, but cancer, of course. Of course, cancer. Of course, cancer is a huge one. And cancer can be overcome, can be reversed. Don't believe what the mainstream docs out there will tell you. They don't know. They simply don't know. They're not taught this in medical school. They're not taught the true nature of healing in medical school. They're not taught anything actually really about nutrition in all the years of their training in medical school and all the courses, classes they take. You know how many courses they take in nutrition, the single most important factor for your health? One half of one course. 23.9 contact hours, I believe, is the exact amount, which 23.9 contact hours translates to one half of one single class of nutrition. And all the classes of nutrition they take one half of a class. It's not only sad, it's should be criminal, because they're killing people without telling them the most important part of their health, without educating people on the most important part of their health, which is nutrition. They're killing tens, more likely hundreds of thousands of people every single year in America. And globally, we're talking about multiple millions of people, because this information about nutrition is not being shared. And it's guys like me and other guys, many, many other guys who are health experts out there who share this information, who end up saving many lives, who end up helping people reverse many chronic diseases and many chronic health problems. It's these types of guys that have helped me along the way. And in particular, you know, of course, the whole Anthony William experience and getting him on the show, and not just getting him on the show, but literally reversing my early Parkinson's from his information, from using his heavy metal detox smoothie and using the celery juice every day and the B12 and the zinc and the cat's claw and the lemon balm and all of these things that went into what it took for me to heal, and all the fruits and vegetables I did every single day for a year and a half straight, and a year, solid a year, like super strict year, and then a year and a half, you know, very strict, but not like crazy strict like I was for a straight 12 months. But doing all of these things, combining them all together, and then of course the sleep part and the resting and, you know, the mindset needed to actually be in that place to be able to do all these types of things and having that positive mindset. All of those things went into this, to healing this chronic disease, this chronic condition that so many people, so many doctors, so many scientists, so many health experts who are brilliant people certainly have much higher IQs than me and certainly have many more degrees than I'll ever have. They all say it can't be done. They all say it's impossible to do all the types of things I just said, all those conditions I just said that can be reversed. If you ask them, they'll say it's impossible. We don't have the answer yet. We have, you know, some pharmaceutical drugs that can help with some of the symptoms, but we can't reverse your chronic disease. You're going to have that for the rest of your life. It's not true. It is not true. It is one of the biggest, if not the single biggest falsehoods that we currently live with in this world. And I'm thankful and grateful that I was able to discover that a few years back, even before the whole Anthony thing, the Anthony William protocol and all that stuff. I knew this to be true. I knew that this was the case. I just didn't know where the answer actually was. I knew it was out there, and it took me some time to find it. It took me a few years to find it. It actually took me a good number of years to find the real answer. But I knew it was out there. I knew somebody had the information. And I was going to do every single thing I could, turn over every stone I could to find that information. And that's what I did. And that's why I share it with you guys every day, or every week at least, on the podcast. Because this information is so powerful. It will change your life. And I mentioned a few supplements, by the way. And I'm not saying that those things can cure, you know, Parkinson's, or they can cure cancer, or they can cure this or that. But if you combine the certain nutrients, which are found in many of these supplements, if you combine the foods, if you combine all, you know, the resting, the sleep, you combine this whole protocol, which is a holistic protocol, and you combine the certain types of nutrients that your body needs, it will heal from all of these things, every single one of them. It will heal from it. Your body has an innate ability to heal and recover itself and to be healthy. And by the way, that also has something to do with the whole God belief, that there's something, but there's an infinite intelligent wisdom behind why your body can heal itself when given the right tools, which is, you know, proper nutrition and nutrients. There's a certain wisdom, an infinite wisdom behind that, but it's true. It's one of the biggest mysteries of life, how that all works. But I think it has something to do with, or sort of know that it has something to do with the fact that God or some type of infinite wisdom of power, some universal power is behind that. And tapping into that by setting it up, by putting in those types of programs that will allow for that, i.e. giving your body the tools it needs to heal, is really the key to healing, and also really the key to being healthy and having the ability to live life in general to the absolute fullest. You got to be in good health to be able to do those types of things. But it is one of the things I've learned, and I'm so grateful and happy that not only did I learn that information, but I actually proved that information in my own life and proved it not only to myself but also to my listeners that it's not just a theory. It's actually, it works. It's real. It's 100% as real as I am right now. It's as real as this microphone in front of me. It's as real as this computer in front of me. It's as real as the door when I turn that doorknob and open up the door. It's as real as anything I'm looking at right now in my office. It's as real as this water sip I'm going to take in this water bottle right now. All that stuff works. It's legit. It's 100% legit. And it's one of the things I'm really grateful I've learned in the past few years. Another thing I've learned in the 30 years of life, but in particular in the past few years about life, is that love is the key to life. Love is really at the heart of everything. All of our emotions, all of our feelings, all of our ways of going about life, they all really stem back or come back to love. Love is behind peace. It's behind compassion. It's behind union. It's behind happiness. All of this and more. It really is sort of the key to it all. And I've talked to many, many great people. And I've been so fortunate to talk to a ton of great people on the show. You know, the Bruce Liptons of the world, the Panache Desai. I love that guy. He's so awesome. Such a brilliant. He blew my mind. And I really fell in love with his work after him coming on the show, Panache Desai. You know, the Wim Hofs of the world, the Anthony Williams of the world, of course. You know, Anthony literally changed my life, saved my life in many ways. These types of people who just, they spread love, they know love, they have this sort of, this wisdom about them that they know. You talk to these people and they sort of, they give off a bit of an aura about them, that they have this this understanding, this knowing about, like, it's really cool, actually. But they have this sort of knowing that they know something that you don't really know. And, like, the more you talk to them, the more you sort of get to that of figuring out, like, what is it that this person knows? Like, what is this that they have or know about life that I don't quite grasp yet? Like, what is it, this thing that's missing? And I've sort of learned over time that thing really behind all of it, whether it's in some different form or another, or a different component or different way of expressing itself, I believe that component is love. And many of the guys that I just mentioned, and many other people, by the way, that have come on the show that have shared their stories and their lessons with us, they have this sort of this missing component, or this sort of aura about them, and that is love. It's love that's behind it. Whether they were sharing compassion, whether they were sharing wisdom, whether they were sharing happiness or the keys to happiness or the way to escape misery or to escape depression or to escape being down and out and feeling hopeless and helpless, when they were sharing their solutions, when they're sharing their their recipe for recovery or recipe for success or recipe for more wisdom or recipe for more peace or recipe, in fact, for more love. Whenever they were sharing their knowledge, and not everyone, to be quite honest, but a decent amount of the people that have come on the show. And not like the other people are terrible. I'm just saying not everyone has this sort of aura, but a fair amount of these people have. And they've really been very, very interesting people and people that I've just have been honored to share the mic with. But behind all of what they're saying is love. And love is really that factor. It's the sharing that they want to help other people. And behind that, behind the helping of other people is love. And whether they even really know that or not, I think when they're in that sort of state, when they're in the state of expressing that love, of expressing the factor that's behind the information that they're sharing, when they're sort of tuned in, they're dialed into that station, so to speak, of love, of giving help to others, of helping others, literally saving lives of tens, thousands, millions of people. That's tapping into love, and that is really the one of the keys to life itself, or the key to life itself is tapping into that love as much as possible. And whether that is again spending time with your family, whether that's helping other people, whether that's volunteering, whether that's, you know, being around your children, whether that is having those moments with your children or your moments with your wife or whatever it may be, there's different ways. There's so many ways to express that love. But a wise man once told me a long, long time ago, and this was when I was in my deepest, darkest places, or one of my deepest, darkest places of what I talk about in the book Elite Mind, of being super depressed and just crazy anxious all the time. He told me, all we really need in life is to love and to be loved. That's really the key. You need to love. You need to have that ability to love others, or to express that love into others. And again, so many various ways and forms of doing that. But you got to love others. And you also got to be loved by others. Not everyone, but the important people. Your family, your wife, your children, your best friends, the neighbors that you really loved. Or, you know, you just became great friends with your neighbors, or... you know, anybody really, anyone that you just really connected with, you bonded with, you need that love. And that's why, again, spending time with others is so important. That's really the key to love. The key to life is to love and to be loved by others. That's all humans really want. That's all we really want at the end of the day. And we go about our lives trying to find this as much as possible. And sometimes we look into the wrong places to seek and find this love. And our lives get messed up. Our lives get complicated. And we miss out on a lot of things because we're searching in the wrong places, or we're doing certain things to sort of mask this innate need to be loved or to give love. And we'll sort of throw like a mask over it and pretend like it's not as essential as it really is. But it really is essential. And we got to stop pretending that it's not essential. We gotta focus more on giving love as much as possible, and then in return, receiving it. Because when you're a good person, when you're helping other people, when you're doing the right things in life, people are gonna love you. Your family's gonna love you, of course. Your children are gonna love you. Your wife is gonna love you. Your community is gonna love you. The people you help when you volunteer in certain places are gonna love you. The people that you help in their lives because you're sharing great information, you're reaching them, you're touching them, you're helping them out, they're gonna love you as well. And you're going to feel that in your heart, in your soul. It's really that important. It's like the Beatles said too, love is all you need. What a great song that is. Love is all you need. Beatles. So that is one final point I really want to make before we wrap things up in a moment. I hope there's been some good nuggets in this episode. I think there has been, but I'm really hoping that you guys kind of get across a few different type of main themes. But one of the last things I want to share, one of the last themes for this episode is to trust yourself. Never give up on yourself. That's what I learned. I learned this back when I had the depression and anxiety. And I had to relearn this when I had the early Parkinson's, the early, the early Parkinson's a couple of years back, and you know, just beating it about a year ago. It was a really deep, dark place for a long time with this chronic disease. It really was horrible. It was tough. It was, you know, one of the worst things I think anyone could ever experience, especially someone who's in their 20s when they're experiencing this type of thing. You know, mid-20s, as when I really start to felt it, get all these like crazy symptoms and have all this crazy shit happening. I'm like, what the fuck's going on? I'm, you know, 25, 26 years old. Why? And I'd been, you know, there was little signs here and there. Even, you know, I mentioned this in the book, but even after the whole boxing thing and doing that type of stuff for a few years, that's when it really started with the little signs and symptoms of tiny little things that there was something wrong with the brain. There was something going on upstairs that wasn't normal. And I knew it inherently. I knew something was off, but I never knew what it was or what it could be. But it wasn't until about 25 or so, 26 that I really started to get all these crazy, crazy symptoms. But needless to say, it put me back into the place where I was when I experienced all the things that led me to writing the book Elite Mind, which is having that mindset that you can overcome anything that comes your way, that you have to trust yourself. You cannot give up on yourself. No matter how tough life gets, no matter how shitty and down and out you are, no matter how deep and dark and depressed things may look or seem or get, you have an elite mind housed in your brain, in the back of your brain or the inside, the deepest core of your brain. There is something called an elite mind housed within there. And that is the belief, the mindset that you can overcome anything that comes your way, that you can and will if you don't give up, if you keep searching for the answers, if you keep taking the actions that will change your life and improve the things going on in your life that you need to improve. You're an elite man or an elite woman if you're listening to the show. And you got to activate this type of mindset. The faster you activate it, the faster your life will change. And it will change forever if you do. The type of mindset that will allow you to overcome the worst chronic disease possible, the worst tragedies in life, the worst losses in life, the biggest falls and setbacks and challenges in life, the biggest obstacles and hurdles and mistakes that you make. All of these things, when you activate that elite mind, which you already have deep inside of you, many of you anyways, many, many, many of you have this. You tap into that, I'm telling you, your life will forever change. No matter what comes your way from this point forward, and you got a long point forward, time flies, but you still have a long life to live, you will be able to overcome anything that comes your way if you activate this. It's inside you. You got to trust yourself. You got to believe in yourself. You can't give up on yourself, and you got to activate that core innate power, which is already housed inside of you. Activate it now, because time flies. You got to act now. Time flies. It's going to be gone. Tomorrow I'll be 40. I'll be 50 the day after. Next week I'll be 90. That's how quick life goes. And I don't take anything for granted. I don't let any moment pass me by. I live life to the absolute fullest because of this awareness that I'm dying. And it's not a sad thing. It's a motivational thing. I'm motivated by this fact. I am 100% motivated and inspired by the fact that my time is very limited on this planet. I will not be here for much longer. I won't be here for forever. And the older I get, the faster time goes. And I take every single day like it's the last day. And I live life to the fullest. I really, truly do. I do as much as I can every single day and steer my life into the best possible way and best path forward. And I recommend you do the exact same thing. So that's it for today, guys. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Share it with a friend who needs to hear it. Share it with someone who's getting older, who may have had a birthday recently or is having an upcoming birthday. Share it with them to let them know that it's okay that they're getting older. That's a perfectly fine thing. But they certainly need to act on the time that they have right now, because they don't have much time on this planet. We don't have much time in general anyways. But as we get older, that time goes faster and faster. So tell them, share this episode with them. Tell them about the episode. Make sure you subscribe to the show on Apple, on Spotify, all the other platforms. And also leave me a review on iTunes if you can, or Spotify if you can. And if you like the show, 5-star review really helps out. Let me know what you like about the show. It really helps me as well to see the reviews and the feedback to to keep going and to motivate me to help keep sharing the message with you to be elite men and elite women out there and to also live the elite life that you're meant to live. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed that episode. But before you go, there's one last thing I'd like you to do, and that's this. Subscribe to our podcast right now if you haven't already. By subscribing to the podcast, you get every single episode the minute they're released. Get all of our Elite Man podcast episodes and all of our world-class advice absolutely free. Subscribe now if you haven't already and become an Elite Man today. And yes, if you do love the podcast, leave us an amazing review. We really do appreciate it.